This is CliffCentral.com. Future CEOs on CliffCentral.com.
Welcome back to Future CEOs. And as you all know, my name is Lubimboyo Arnold. And yes, I am a feminist, but that doesn't mean the exclusion of men. It just means the inclusion of women in every single rung of society. And as we're coming up to the month of March, it is International Women's Day. And you know me, you can hear my voice. I'm very ecstatic. I'm very blubby to be surrounded by such women of stature, as you just heard, women with a vision, women who want to uplift and empower other women. And you know what? At the end of the day, it's about soul inspiration. And without any further ado, welcome into studio, Ntabi Monto, director.
Yeah.
Director of Soul Inspiration.
Hi,
honey.
Hi.
I'm so glad you're here.
Thank you for having me.
How did I pronounce your name?
Masanim. Oh, you tried.
Did I? I'm going to have a good time with you today. Welcome to Future CEOs.
Thank you so much. It's an honor.
Director of Soul Inspiration. I mean, you can feel that.
Yeah.
Tell us about what that feeling is in the business terms, because we are speaking to Future CEOs.
Of course. Soul Inspiration. It's a business. And basically, maybe if I could tell you about me, then it could link up to the business.
Okay.
I'm Ntabi Monto. I'm the director of Soul Inspiration.
The business is close, isn't
it? Anyway, you said Monjo earlier on.
Yes.
I am a social entrepreneur and a transformation champion, which is a title that I got when I was still working for the banking industry, like donkey years ago. Now, how the business came about. I got married very young, 21 years, to a minister of the word. Okay, I'll just mention the name, but I won't the name of the church, but I won't mention names. So I was married, Benuma Mfundisi of the Methodist Church. You know, I was married to a minister of the Methodist Church, and I was working at the corporate environment. Everything was okay. Up until such a time, I started to experience abuse within my marriage. And it went on for many years until 2008 when I decided that this is it. And it was a near-death experience, you know, when he wanted to ex me in front of our kids with an ex. Mm. And in 2008 December, I came back home in Johannesburg because we were in Durban. I came back home with my kids and left everything else, but it was just me and my girls. And you can imagine coming back home, you'll be asked questions. Hi, Ntabi, where's, you know, the minister? Where's Reverend and all? And I would lie and say, girls, no, everything is perfect. You know, you don't want people to know what's going on in your private life. Up until such a time, I decided that enough is enough. I'm tired of lying. I'm tired of covering up.
Covering up.
Yeah. So I called the girls at the park. We met at Mfulo Park. And I started to relate my story. Little did I know that they also had their own stories.
The same things, reflections.
Yeah. And we started meeting, having meetings and encouraging one another up until, you know, I came up with the name Soul Inspiration. And that's how this business came about. It's such an incredible business.
Black owned?
100% woman black owned.
Now you got my attention. How's the journey to that been? Okay, so we see how it came to.
Of course.
All right, and how long ago, when was inception date?
Now, inception date was back in 2009, right? But it was not registered. So basically, I was doing the groundwork, being a social person, going to schools and
networks,
doing sessions and networks,
correct,
and all of that.
Correct.
And in 2015, I decided to now register it as a company. And after I registered it as a company, then I started to host seminars.
What was the main drive or what? You know what, as entrepreneurs, we always want to scratch an itch. There has to be a problem that we're solving.
Of course.
With Soul Inspiration, what were you trying to solve? What are you in?
I'm trying to solve problems of women and the youth and men of South Africa, including the African continent.
There are so many.
Yes. Professionals, I can tell you right now, I deal with CEOs, I deal with directors, I deal with MPs, I deal with all those people who are truly broken. And what I do then, I would host seminars, right? And I have material, okay, I have material, motivational material that I sell. It's available online, and it's material that sustains the company. But over and above that, I'm that link between the community and the corporates to bring solutions and opportunities to the members of communities.
Because, Ntabi, like every week, you are the segment we call Startup of the Week, because it's something that's innovative, something that really is separating you from the rest, something that makes you unique. And obviously, what we like, you're a social entrepreneur, so you're giving back to the community, you know, and also being 100% black-owned woman company, you know. Within this journey of becoming Soul Inspiration, what were the pitfalls, you know, the lessons that you had to learn in the structural management or in the structural creation of the business, you know?
As black people, when you start getting into business without having experience being a business person,
obviously.
So initially when you start the business, especially as a black woman or from Ekasi, right? You start and you just go and register a company. Right, and you think, this is what I want to do, okay? And you find out that there's actually a lot of things that you need to put into play. For an example, it's beyond just you running a business. There's quite a number of things. For an example, right now we're talking about entrepreneurs contributing into the GDP of South Africa.
Of course,
right? There has to be certain compliances, like tax, you know, that has to be paid instead of saying you're running a business and running it from hand to mouth type of thing.
And continuing being successful within 5 years, because we all know startups, you know, after 5 years, really, they don't exist. You know what
exactly.
I mean? So it's all those factors that have to keep you viable and sustainable
exactly.
as an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
And what has kept you going and sustainable and viable? What is it that kept you going?
You see, when you link your business to your purpose.
I hear that all the time, and you know what? I believe, but I'm not a believer. You know what? There has to be that X factor that goes beyond purpose.
You see, let me maybe unpack something.
Let me rephrase it. Is there something that has to be beyond purpose?
Yeah, of course. I mean, you purpose alone cannot put food on the table. You understand? So when you run a business, for an example, in my line of business, I have material that I sell, right? I have the Inspiration for Youth, which is a solution to the South African schools currently. In fact, in even the African continent as a whole. So what I then did was that I actually had a strategy, you know, to make sure that this material goes out, because it deals with topics that are really... people are struggling about in our country: bullying, sex, teenage pregnancy, youth entrepreneurs, all of that communicated in that package. So as a business person, you would have to sit down and strategize and have a team of people, dedicated people who will go and actually sell the material, you know. So it's a huge project on its own. However, also over and above that, I have resellers nationally who actually are now distributing the material in schools, because that's the solution. Now, why did I do this in particular? Hence, I'm saying purpose. You know, when I did Soul Inspiration before I registered in 2015, I was not making a dime. I was working at Times Media.
Are you making money now?
I am making money now.
Okay.
I am making money now. I have resellers nationally that are selling material. I have...
You're funding Yako for the business. How did you manage to get
the funding?
Yeah, to start it up, you know? I mean, we have to...
Of course.
We're speaking to people...
Of course.
Wherever they're on the entrepreneurial, and investors and money will always be...
Of course.
You know, the biggest source of worry, stress, energy loss, depression for any entrepreneur.
Exactly.
So I like bringing investors or a venture capitalist into studio, but also see how different entrepreneurs deal with funding and how they... have phased it into their businesses. So
exactly.
How
I got my funding was through a program called Orange Corners.
Okay, man. What's
from
that?
The Netherlands.
Oh, is it?
Embassy, yes. I had been knocking doors for years in our own departments, South African government departments, for startups, because they go out there and they do these programs and they say, we have startups and all of that. And you have to wait and keep on begging and keep on calling. It just took a 1 minute pitch for me to say, this is my business. This is what I want to do. And it took an embassy from Netherlands to recognize the type of business. And I must express that when I did that pitch, I was top two of the people, out of all the people who had pitched at that time, to actually be recognized, to say you are doing such a wonderful work.
So was it funding, mentorship, skills training? Because I know Orange Corners, we've talked about it. Did they give the entire holistic dream?
They are heaven, if I may put it like that. They would give you training.
Yes.
From marketing.
Yes.
To branding.
Wow.
To finances.
Wow.
To everything. You know, they give you all of the training. But beyond that, they link you up with CEOs and directors. In fact, as I'm leaving here, I'm going to Durban to another company, which I got through Orange Corners. And I'll be coaching all their staff members. So they just don't give you funding, but they link you with CEOs of big brands. And you are able to liaise with them directly. And that's how the business grew. That's another angle that the business grew.
So we've talked about the vision of Soul Inspiration. The mission we've talked about, the objective. Let's delve into that as the founder. What's your objective?
I want to have men, women, and the young people, especially of my country, South Africa, understanding themselves, living and understanding their positions, who they are in society, and what it is that they can bring into the table as South Africans. And especially right now with the new president of South Africa, I think it's a perfect timing as well, because it's me bringing awareness to these people to say that I need these people to understand who they are as a woman, as a man, who you are. How do you solve problems, you know, within you? How do you solve problems of what is external?
What has been your biggest barrier to success in your business and what you do, being a black female?
The biggest barrier was when I think as a business person, a woman, when you come to a point when you have knocked on many doors and they start to reject you and you start to really question, am I doing...
You know what I said? I can't believe you actually said that, because in my opening statement, how I opened up the show, I was like, listen, you're going to hear multitudes of no, whether it's from investors, customers, clients, but we cannot take it personally.
Yeah.
That is part of the process, and we have to objectively reflect on any businesses there to see that they are something of value.
Exactly.
And that you also have to get through the no's to get to the yes.
Yeah. But you see, when you are a desperate woman,
I know,
being a single mother,
I know,
trying to make ends meet and to get this brand out there,
how can you not take it personally?
You will take it personally and begin to doubt yourself, if am I doing the right thing? But as you say right now, when you start to sit down and reflect, and also having mentors who really understand your vision and who will remind you of who you are, you need all of that. You know what? It doesn't necessarily mean that as a social entrepreneur as I am, being called to speak to big places.
But you still want to make money. You still have to eat, girl.
Of course. You understand.
No, we
go through phases where you will actually feel down and think, really, why am I, what is there, anything wrong? But it's an opportunity for you as a business person to go back to the drawing board and re-strategize.
Reflect.
And re-strategize. Because as things are changing, times are moving, you know, I remember when I had my material initially, it was not online, because I like, you know, old fashioned, you know, it's a CD, it's a material. And somebody said, but girl, this is good, this is great material, but you need to move with the times, and you are so sure that you're doing the right thing. So it's very important to also keep yourself informed with what's new, what is happening.
How do you keep yourself educated in your space and in your work and with your business? How do you self-educate? Do you go to seminars? Do you go to conferences? Do you read? What do? To keep yourself, you know, keep two steps ahead of everybody else.
It's all of the above. Mm. You know, it's very important not to go and see what other people are doing.
You know, conferences, we've got to go.
Yeah.
These networking sessions, we've got to go.
Yeah, you have to go. You have to research and keep yourself informed. You know, not only in South Africa, look at what other countries are doing out
Love
there.
That.
You know, look at what is new, what is trending within this industry, within this business that I'm in. And I think that's the only way as a person, but also to upskill yourself. Upskill yourself.
What do you do to upskill yourself?
I have just enrolled.
Yes. Yes. No, it's a start. So don't do that.
Yeah, I want to complete a PhD on.
Yes.
On political science.
Amen. Hallelujah. We love that.
Yeah. So. Yeah. It's not only talent, it's education, and being informed.
You know what? Is that every single woman, and it's just coming. So heavily, and I hope as future CEOs we are understanding that school is never out for the professional.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You've always got to up your game,
of course.
Matter where you are, you know?
Of course.
And it's a digital future out there, and exactly. It's a new world order out there, so you've got to be creative about what you're taking in, because information is coming in at such a pace.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely.
Get it on, Tubbs. Yeah?
Definitely. Another thing that I wanted to add on, you know, as I'm saying, my type of business is like so beautiful. It's very interesting because you get to bring solutions. You become that inspirer. You inspire souls of people for them to believe and see themselves as better people. My recent project is A Broken Woman Arise with Power. It's a motivational material.
Do you write? Aren't you an author?
A lot.
Are you an author? Let's validate you, Kancane, and future CEOs. Where are your children? Inspiration for the youth and broken woman. Arise with power.
Yeah.
Vuka ndoda.
Yeah.
Tell us about your narrative space.
I'm not talented in writing in terms of publish a book,
yeah.
Right? Mm. But I believe in the power of talk because I believe that's where my strong point is. So with me, when I did this material from Where Are Your Children, it was through my experience of you are married now, you're divorced, you are married to this minister, right? And he's no longer taking care of the kids. But it gives you a moment to reflect on yourself, to say, okay, but what is it that I did to contribute to repel this man, to reject his kids? You know, when you try to come to a consensus and experiences of other people, of course, you know, hence I came up with Where Are Your Children, you know, besides our problems, you know, despite what we've been through, but where do we put our children?
Do you have visions to upscale or maybe even pivot e-business, Yako?
Yeah. You know what? In fact, I was contacted by the Embassy of Netherlands now recently for their program called, it's like Imbogoto type of thing. But Malibongwe.
Oh, yes.
Ikamalama Kosgas. And also, over and above that, I have been nominated amongst 25 other women in the SADC region as women in leadership, to bring solutions, because they have seen me, they've been following the type of work that I do, you know. So that's exactly now that I'm seeing the fruits. It's like how many years later since 2009? This is 2018. People are like, it's crazy, you know. Mm. Even in 2017, it started becoming very serious, because people, when you're a social entrepreneur, they just believe that you have just to go to stage and you just talk and talk and talk. But you actually need
just
to go.
Just give and give and give.
Yeah, but I'm the type of entrepreneur that would actually go on ground level.
Yeah.
Like for the material that came about, Inspiration for Youth, I was going to schools, you know, talking to young people, especially troublesome kids.
Mm.
And I started to do a program with the young children to say, okay, tell me, what is your problem? I'm telling you about maybe grade 8 learners with tattoos who are already sleeping around and who are not doing their schoolwork. And it's girls, you know. And when I did that material, I wanted to bring a solution, but to do things differently, you know. So we decided to go to schools and we did these workshops and, you know, we took this material and we started to pilot it among troublesome kids. So we did a program at a certain school. There's another one that we did in Alexandra and in Soweto. So we stayed with those children and we unleashed their potential by we did like some sort of a study to say these kids are actually normally misunderstood, hence they are seeking attention by doing
obviously
these things. And it's very powerful young children.
Wrapping it up, you know what? I just feel so comfortable in your company. Do you feel comfortable with me?
Yeah.
It's like we've known each other forever. It's awesome. Tabi, what are standout principles you ascribe success to that others seem to overlook? or valueless, what do you consider a principle of success? And people are like, no, not that value. No, that's not important. What stands out for you?
There are many, but what would stand out for me, one of them would be integrity.
Why do you say that?
When you do business, yeah, right, there's a lot of factors that are involved in it. Okay. Of course, you will obviously be working with people, you know. However, if you respect other people and you stay true to your word and you become honest in your dealings with them, if you are unable to do something, still be woman enough to say, listen, this I cannot be able to do. People will actually respect you for that, instead of you coming across as a shiro, somebody who's got it all together. But we all have a level where we end up in business to say that I cannot jump this boundary and I would love to assist you, but I'm sorry, this I cannot do. What, especially in this industry as a woman dealing with men who'd want to take advantage, you know.
What is a weakness characteristic of yours, and how are you trying to improve and self-improve?
I think it's, I get too attached to the emotions of the people that I deal with. Whether it's women, whether it's young people, whether it's men that I have one-on-ones with, you know. I want to see that solution happen. I want to see it come to pass, you know. So sometimes that becomes misunderstood, right? And if you are dealing with a man, they would think, oh my God, this is the perfect wife I've been looking for. But now I've actually learned to say, you know what, I think there's other things that are, as a person, you know, which are weaknesses, such as this one, to say you are just caring because you genuinely want to see this person being helped. But I think there's a draw, there's a line that one has to now start, that I started drawing, to say, yeah, no, I cannot actually be too attached anymore, because it's really, it is okay. Yes, I am attached, but I think I have to come to a point where I draw a line. To say, Ntabi, you cannot be a mother or this supportive figure to every person, especially the ones who don't want to be helped, who just want to take advantage, you know.
Last piece of advice to entrepreneurs, especially those who have begun their entrepreneurial journey, but the usual barriers of finance, self-esteem, access, and lack of mentorship comes into play. What would you say to them?
I'm going to say something very different.
Go for it.
Involve God in everything you do. Done.
And that is the director of Soul Inspiration. I have nothing else to say. You know, when you can't top that, I can't top God. So from me, Hlubi Mboya Arnold, you're listening to Future CEOs.
Future CEOs on CliffCentral.com. This is CliffCentral.com.